Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We've come a long way, but I got a long way to go. Things I used to do down in Louisiana, I don't do no more. I used to carry water.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Bobby Rush is in the Blues Hall of Fame, and he's won 3 Grammys. The first came when he was 83. The second was 4 years later, and the third, just this month. Now 90 years old, Bobby Rush shows no sign of slowing down. He still tours, dancing around the stage like a guy a quarter of his age, and not even COVID could stop him from writing and recording his latest album, the Grammy-winning All My Love for You. Bobby's here to play some of his songs for us today, and we're going to start with this one called Let Me In Your House.
You know I'm broke and disgusted, lonely hearted too. Tell you I'm broke and disgusted, y'all. Oh Lord, I'm lonely hearted too. Oh, let me in your house, little girl. Oh, so I can have a little talk with you. If I can't come in, just let me sit down here by your door. If I can't come in, girl, let me sit down here by your door. I leave so early in the morning, your real man will never know. If I can't sleep in your bed, baby, let me sleep down here on your floor. If I can't sleep in your bed, just let me sleep down here on your floor. If I walk in my sleep, little girl, you're the only one would ever know. If I can't be your full-time lover, just let me be your part-time man. If I can't be your full-time lover, well, just let me be your part-time man. If I can't see you when I want to, well, just let me see you when I can. If I can't be your big dog, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. If I can't be your big dog, baby, let me be your little dog till your big dog come home. And I will show you, little girl, how a little dog can bear a bone.
That is Bobby Rush. What a dirty little song that is.
Hey, that ain't bad. I'm a dirty old man.
Let Me In Your House is the name of it. So, Bobby, let's start with where you are now. 90 years old, you're still touring, still performing, still writing and singing. On the new record, the very first lyric that we hear is, you know, about having come a long way and still further to go.
See, coming from where I come from, as a man, especially as a blues man, as a black blues singer, there's a lot of things I could not do when I was a younger man. There's a lot of things have changed, but right. So many things remain the same. That's what I meant about I come a long way, and I use the word we mm-hmm. as a people that we all still have a long way to go. I talked about how I used to carry water when I was a kid for 50 cents a day.
Right.
I talked about how much cotton I picked for 200 pounds or $2 for 200 pounds. And then if you didn't pick 200 pounds, sometimes you would get paid for the whole thing. You must pick 200 pounds to make the $2. So you pick 180 pounds, you get no money. That's a shame. Nobody ever talk about those kind of things.
Yeah.
So I'm free. Look at me. I got the shackles off my feet and the chains off my mind. I'm free.
Yeah. It's a great lyric, the part about it. Nothing wrong with picking cotton, y'all, if you own the field.
If you own the field.
Yeah.
I used to pick cotton in the cotton field where I used to live. Don't mind picking cotton, y'all, if I own the cotton fields. Take a look in the mirror.
How did you go from carrying water and picking cotton? Where did you learn to play the blues? I mean, you were kind of living the blues, but how did you learn to play the guitar and write songs?
From my daddy. My daddy being a preacher, I remember I was a little kid sitting down. My first cousin gave me a guitar, and I hid it. I thought I hid it. You know, you can't hide anything from your dad, Mom. I thought I hid it in the loft so he wouldn't see it. One day he said, "Junior," I'm named after my father. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Come here, boy. Bring that guitar here." He sit down and strung it like this. I said, "Daddy, you can play." He said, "Oh yeah, boy, I've been playing a long time before I met your mama."
Now,
He said, "Let me sing a little song I used to sing when I was a little bit older than you." I thought it gonna be by my mama, either "Glory, Glory, Hallelujah, When I Laid My Burden Down." But he went into a song. He said, "Me and my gal went to chicken pen hunting. She fell down and I saw something." I said, "Daddy." A preacher.
A dad and a preacher. That's not something you want to see when you're there.
And I said, "Sing it again, Daddy." What I wanted him to do is sing the next verse, because the first verse, she fell down, she saw something, right?
Yeah.
I figured the next verse, he would tell me what he saw. Now, I couldn't ask him what he saw. I was getting ready to go to the kitchen and get me a pencil and piece of paper. If he couldn't tell me, draw it.
You know, but there's an old, that's a long tradition of, you know, the blues, the kind of dirty backdoor blues, and the sacred going hand in hand. You think of Blind Willie Johnson.
Oh, yeah. I come out of that mode, man. You hear me talk about old things, about song I just got we're doing. Come on, you know. It's got that old cliche kind of thing going, and it got a double entendre meaning, which got two meanings. I'm talking about, other way, I was talking about, let me in your house, baby, and I just want to talk to you.
Right.
Oh, that ain't all I want to do. But I convinced her, let me, and if you let me sleep in, you don't have to let me sleep in your bed, let me sleep on your floor.
Right.
But sometime I'm going to warn you, I do walk in my sleep now, you know.
Well, and you know, that's an older song, but on the new record, you have songs like "I Want To,"
"I Want To,"
and "TV Mama," and "I Got a Proposition for You." I mean, you're still writing about the same.
I write about what I like. "TV Mama," one with the big rice cream. You know, I'm talking about, you know the kind I mean.
I got a woman, she's getting kind of fat. That's all right, Bobby Ray. Big hip woman, prettiest thing you ever seen. She's my TV mama, the one with the big wide screen.
And I talk about the kind of thing people can laugh about. You know,
right.
I talk about, you know, the garbage man stealing my woman. You know, when she gone regardless who she left with. But it's kind of funny if the garbage man stealing, because you would never think the garbage man picking up anything but garbage.
Well, and then there are songs that kind of tell your story.
Yeah.
Like "I'm Free."
I'm free.
But also, you know, like the song that mentions B.B. King and Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters, been talking about, you know, but I put the funk into my blues.
Right.
You know, I put the funk into, because let me explain this to you. I don't have to explain it to you, but I want the public to hear this.
Yeah, yeah.
what I try to do is modify the kind of thing that I do. Because when I came up, I didn't have electric lights, didn't have an inside toilet. We had to go outside to the toilet. It looked bad, smelled bad. Now I got 9 bathrooms in my house. They look good, they smell good, but what you do with them is the same. So I'm mortified, but yet it's the same, you know.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same.
I was born in the country in a one-room country shack. Left home when I was 15 with a guitar on my back. I went to Chicago, y'all, in 1952. B.B. Keys and Muddy Waters showed me how to play the blues. I'm the one, tell y'all, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, I'm the one to put the funk in the blues.
And as you say in that song, I'm the one that put the funk in the blues.
I'm known for that. Everybody knows Bobby Rush put the funk in the blues. And I talk about things other people dare not to talk about, and I put the kind of rhythm into the blues that nobody think about putting in. Think it won't work, you know. And my age and time now, I don't think about what it work or not, whether you like it or not. It just accept it. If I do it well, you can say, "Wow, I don't like old Bobby Rush." But damn, he good. That's how it wouldn't matter.
The song you're going to do next, Chicken Heads, this is your big hit, you know?
It was my first gold record. I had the number one record. James Brown had the number two record. Bill Withers had the number three record. I beat them all out. That was in my category, you know?
Yeah.
Them were some bad cats to beat out at that time. You know?
James Brown knew a little something about funk.
Oh, are you kidding? let him tell it. He brought the funk into the place, you know.
Yeah. But you brought it into the blues.
I brought the blues. I put the funk in the blues.
All right. Let's hear a version. I mean, you've done other versions of Chicken Heads. Chris Stone, Kingfish.
Oh, Kingfish did it. Buddy Guy,
the band Government Mule. Done versions of this song, but I want to hear you. Here, but, now, solo.
But they did everything but this. Daddy told me on the dying bed, give up your heart, but don't lose your head. You came along, girl, what did I do? Lost my heart and my head went to, Lord have mercy. Little girl, you sure can cook. Little girl, I like the way you look. When you cook that chicken, save me the head. Should be working, but I'm home in bed. Is what I'm doing. Thinking about you, dreaming about you, love that girl, but I love them chicken heads too. Without your love, girl, I just can't go on. Feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. See, everybody be talking about everything about the chicken is chicken, but it's real. You can grind it up and eat it and call it a good meal. Ain't that chicken right on? That's chicken still. Without your love, girl, I just can't go on. Feeling I have for you is much too strong. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. Let me ease on in. This record went big for me. One of the first biggest records I ever had. Let me in, called Chicken Head. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me ease on in. Since we're talking about this record, let me break it down and tell you that Calvin Carter recorded this record in his studio, BJ Records. one of the big record companies back in the day. Calvin Carter had a business partner. He was a Jehovah's Witness preacher. He asked Mr. Bobby Rich, "So what's the name of your song?" I said, "Chick Head." He said, "Oh, we can't cut a record like that." He said, "You's from down south." I said, "Yeah, I'm from down south." He said, "Oh, you talking about chicken head. Y'all eat chicken head down there." I said, "Sure do." He says, "Tell me a little song about the song." I said, "Daddy told me on the dying bed, give up your heart, but don't you lose your head. You came along, what did I do? Lost my heart and my head too, which had nothing to do with a chicken." He said, "Bobby Rush, we need a B-side." I said, "I got the B-side." So what is it? I said, "Mary Jane." He said, "Oh yeah, Mary Jane. I had two girls named Mary Jane, and both of them did me wrong. Let's sing about that." And I wasn't talking about a girl at all. I was talking about getting high on reefer, but they didn't know what I was talking about. So I slipped it on them. So anything I did at that time, they believed in me. And I got a hit record off it because they didn't know what I was doing. And that's what it is about me today. A lot of people might not know what I'm doing when I'm doing it. But after I do it, they can understand. It'll come to light. Chicken head. Love that girl. Love them chicken heads too.
Chicken heads. Another great old tradition, yeah, the talking blues, yeah, where you're telling a story.
Tell a story.
Tell a story. And that, again, a true story from your life of how this first of your gold records got made back in 68 and 71 is when, became like a
I cut it in 68 and couldn't. It took me a while because I'm trying to do it myself. And,
right. Yeah. And when did you start? In your teens?
I started in 1951.
51.
Yeah.
So over 70 years in the business, the music has changed, but so has the way
approach.
Yeah,
the approach.
And also the way where you can play.
Oh, yeah, you know, where I can play, you know, so things are a little bit better. They have changed. That don't mean they all good.
Right.
Because so many things have changed, but so many things still remain the same.
Well, and, you know, as a young man, you would have been playing the Chitlin Circuit.
Oh, yeah. That's what I started off with. I'm the king of the Chitlin Circuit.
That's what, was it Rolling Stone magazine that called you that?
Yeah.
And now you're playing Lincoln Center and, you know, big halls around the country. It's also interesting to hear you talk about, you know, the kind of the bigger meaning of what this is for the community. You're a bluesman. But at that moment, you sound like a preacher's son.
I don't know. I've said that with a joke and laughed about it, but I'm not trying to sound like a preacher's son, but I guess some of the things that he taught me rubs off on me.
Sure.
That don't mean to right or wrong. It's a personal thing about me. My whole life is around biblical stuff. I'm a blues singer, but I'm a biblical study, not a religion nut. Mm-hmm. It's a biblical study because it's a roadmap to my life.
Let me ask you, I mean, you mentioned that you're named after your dad.
Yes.
Where did the name Bobby Rush come from?
It took me about 3 months to come up with this name because I didn't want to be Emmett Ellis, which is my name. I don't know if I hide it.
Emmett Ellis Jr.
Emmett Ellis Jr., named after my father. He's a priest and pastor of two churches. Because I was looking at myself when I was 8 or 9, 10 years old. I said, one day, I'm going to be this big. I didn't want to be Emmett Ellis, and they wouldn't be able to separate the junior from the senior. And my dad, I said, "Let me find me a name." I went through. I named myself Eisenhower, Roosevelt. I'm thinking about the president's name because that's what means big names to me. I went through all kind of names. I said, "Man, I come up with a name, Bobby Rush." I said, "I got it now. I got it because it's one syllable." Nobody called me Bobby. Nobody called me Rush. Everybody called me Bobby Rush.
Right.
There's a whole lot of Bobs, a whole lot of Rush, but ain't but one Bobby Rush.
It's a great, you know, and it's such a memorable name. Yeah, and as you say, easy to say.
Easy to say.
A lot of your story is told, and you referred to this before, that you're at a stage in your life now where you can say things that you wouldn't have said 40 or 50 years ago. Yeah. And so there's the autobiography, I Ain't Studdin' You, named after the song.
I Ain't Studdin' You meant to me like, I'm not thinking about you. You know, I don't care. It's whatever you say, I ain't studying you. Say what you want to say. What you will, what you may. You know, I ain't studying you.
Yeah.
It doesn't make no difference with me. And that's the kind of attitude I had. I got it from my mama. She was cooking tea cakes one day, little cookies, and I kept eating them because I'm bad with them. And she wanted to save some for the other 9 children, which is my sister and brother. And when time come to lunch, I had already been eating. She said, oh, you can't have it anymore, boy. Get out of here. I ain't studying you. Like, you know.
Right.
That's
right.
Where that kind of line come from.
Right.
Yeah.
So where are you in the, so there were 10 kids?
10 kids. I'm the 7th child.
You're the 7th son. Yeah. Okay.
I hadn't thought about this. One of the 7 sons.
If only your dad had been a 7th son.
Oh, yeah.
7th son of a 7th son?
You know, you make me think. I don't know what I think he was about the 14th child.
Wow.
My granddaddy was married or shacking, whatever he was doing, twice. He had 18 kids by each one of my grandmothers.
Wow.
There's 36 of them. And there's 26 of them lived over 100 years old.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So you got good genes in the family.
I don't know. I know I'm blessed.
Yeah. All right. Bobby Rush is here with us in the studio. You've found a wider audience even after Chicken Heads became a big hit when Martin Scorsese put you in that blues series that he did on the Road to Memphis. Was that kind of a...
Yeah, that was what happened with that. I was the last man, or next to the last man, he called myself and Ike Turner. So Ike Turner had the spot. So my understanding, I was heard and told that Ike Turner had some problem communicating with the guys he was trying to do business with. I wanted too much money, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
They come to me and say, Bobby Rush, we don't have much money. We got a slot. They would like to give you 5 minutes in this video that we done with B.B. King and the name of the people who's in it. And I looked at him, I said, yeah, I'll do it, but here's the rules. 3 guys sitting there, on my head like this. I said, you gotta come to my house and spend the night with me. Let me tell you what I do. And I could just see the guys when I told them, come spend the night with me. You know, I could, I know this got a weird cat. But I was trying to get them to come to my house and see me Saturday night, but Sunday morning I'd be at church because as a school teacher, Sunday school teacher. And I want them to see that. Sure enough, they came. I said, here's what I do. This is what the deal. I don't want no money. You just do this. And if you like it, then we talk about the money.
Mm.
They came to the church, came to my house, stayed in the night to talk to me. I heard him on the phone telling whoever it was, man, you got to come see this guy, Bobby Rush. You got to come to his house. He down in Mississippi. You got to come see this house he has in Mississippi, you know.
Is this the one with the 9 bathrooms?
Yeah. But anyway, they went to church. They liked it. So next night, we got B.B. King's line, B.B. King Club in Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis. We want to do it. So I said, no, that's another thing. I can't do it there. I'm a king of the chilling sucker. You got to do it in the juke joint.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay. They went to the juke joint. The place in Nashville, Mississippi. Place sees about 400 or 500 people. They had 1,000 people out front trying to get in to see me. They didn't know I had that kind of strength. You know, they thought I was a little guy. They didn't know that I could draw like that, you know. And they went and they did 4 or 5 different places with me. And they see that I wasn't this little guy they thought I was, you know.
Now they're getting
getting the message. They're getting the message that I could draw more black people than most people around. Myself, Johnny Taylor and Tyrone Davis, would draw a lot of black people, you know. Sometimes 2,000 people a night. But anyway, when they saw that side of me and I was so calm about it, and I'm good at what I do, you know. And they got into it. And when all seven of them came out, I probably up close to number one rated one, up next to BB, up, you know, because of BB, you know.
Of the different seven episodes.
Different seven episodes. Yeah. And yeah. I probably was the one that stuck out most.
Yeah.
You know, so they said. You know, but I was in.
Yeah.
But that was a turning point for me to get the crossover. And it working for me. And I'm wearing two hats, man. I got the girls with me doing what they call a black show, the children's circuit. Then I got the acoustic thing I do by myself. Then I got the stripped down band thing, do up raw. That's three Bobby Rushes, man, you know?
Well, this Bobby Rush has put the guitar down and picked up the harmonica. So what do you want to, do Garbage Man for us?
I want to do this because people always ask me, so Bobby Rush, why do you sing the blues? Is it because your woman left you? Let me tell all the fellas, especially, and the ladies listening, you can have the blues when your woman leave you, but you can also have the blues if they stay too long. Let me kind of demonstrate this in my song. Have you ever been mistreated by someone you shouldn't have loved? Have you ever been mistreated by someone you shouldn't have loved? Out of all of me and my woman could have left me for, she left me for the garbage man. No matter how bad she treated me, still can't get her out of my mind. Oh, no matter how bad she treated me, still can't get her out of my mind. Every time I see a garbage can, I think about her and the garbage man all the time. If I ever get my woman to come back home, I'm gonna buy myself a garbage truck. If I ever get my woman to come back home, I'm gonna buy myself a garbage truck. And when my garbage can't get full, I said, when my garbage can't get full, I'm gonna take and adopt that stuff way, way out in the woods. That's the blues for you.
Yes, it is. Bobby Rush live with Garbage Man. The new album is called All My Love for You. Tell me about this musical that you're developing called Slipping Through the Cracks. What is this?
Slipping Through the Crack is what I call, bless, I watch Sam Cooke get killed for something he was trying to do in some position he tried to put himself in as a writer, as a publisher, as a businessman. I use Sam Cooke, but he's not the only one.
Right.
There's many people who were smart enough to make some good businessmen and women out of themselves, and they couldn't do it because the racial thing. And that's what reminded me of 1951 when I went to Chicago to Leonard Field Chess to record. I was sitting at the table, Bo Diddley, myself, Little Walter, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, Johnny Hooker, Smokey Hall. All of them were sitting there trying to get a job to record with Chess. Muddy Water was already recording, him and Willie Dixon.
Right, right.
Bo Diddley just hadn't got there. and there was a pamper on the table, said 10 and 208 is merging. I thought it was two union, but at the time I found out that it was one union, that one side of the union represent the black musician, the other side, the white musician. But since they were merging, I perceive it's gonna be great for the black guys now. By that time I said what I said about it, Leonard walked in, Phil's brother. Said, what you guys laughing about? Bo Diddley giggled and laughed and said, ha ha, Bobby Ray said the union's merging. I didn't know why he laughed, but I found out later he laughed because I shouldn't be reading why white people were there. So by that time, Phil and Leonard both was in the room. So what y'all laughing about? And he said again, Bobby Ray said the union's immersion is gonna be good for us. And laughed like that. So he turned and told his brother, said, we can't use that nigga because he can read. I didn't get the job, but I got a job with Cesar Capone working on Rush Street. I was the only black man working on Rush Street. Then I went to Playboy. I was the second black man in Playboy. And I had protection because Cesar Capone was Al Capone's brother, taking a liking on me. And I started digging, and I started going back to Chess and recording in the same places. With no money, I put the tapes under my arm, and when he asked me, you got any money today? I said, no, let me talk to my boss. He thought I was talking to Capone, and I didn't even know what he meant. I used that to get my tapes out the door.
Wow.
So here I am now, and I can talk about it now.
Yeah.
I probably own more of my masters than any black blues singer in the country.
Which is why it took you 3 years to get Chicken Heads. But it was yours. When it finally broke, that money was yours.
That's right.
And so this musical that you're developing called Slipping Through the Cracks, is that going to tell this story?
Yeah, it's telling the story about I slipped through the cracks. I slipped through the cracks. Yeah. See what happened in life. It started from when I was 9 or 10 years old. My dad had been a preacher, and he'd taken me out of school, said, Junior? I said, yes, sir. He said, you got to help me with the other 9 children. You seem to be apping all of my kids. I want you to help me come out of school and help me raise cotton to help the children. He said, when I was 12 years old, going to 11 years, wasn't 12, there was a guy called E.L. Budge, had a gin. He said, I'm going to plant you in the gin. He didn't say, they only going to pay you $3 a week, but you can get information that I need, son. So he put me in the gin, because that time the white guy was in the gin. They would sit around the round table and talk about the Dow Jones, where black people didn't know what Dow Jones was. They would talk about what the cotton was going to sell, how much they're going to sell it for, and all the prices of everything was in the cotton fields, what they're going to sell it for. And I would have a little sand in my pocket and a rag in another pocket, and I would throw it on his shoes so I could wipe it off and be around the table when they're talking. Now, I got to remember all of this. Now, from back to Chicago, I got to make sure they don't know I can read or write. So I would hear all of this. They saw them, Bobby Rush, they just talk. So I would go home in the afternoon. My daddy would say, Junior, what you hear today, boy? I said, don't sell no cotton, but you can sell the seed. You can sell this and you can sell it. I could tell him what the price of everything and remember it.
Wow.
Church was 9:30, 9:45 to 10 on a Sunday morning. He would call all the black people around at 8:30 to 9 o'clock, tell them what to sell and what not to sell for my information. I was inside the gym.
You were the inside trader?
Oh, I was. I had the information, man.
Yeah.
I had the information.
I could sit here and listen to you all day, but we don't have all day. So.
And I tell the truth about everything I talk about. I said when I come in, I'm looking at you, and I appreciate you being the host, but the producer looked better than you. You know?
Yes. Producer Karen Havlick shot video of Bobby Rush's performances today, and Irene Trudell, our technical director behind the control room there.
Irene, always. This is it. I'm coming back. If they invite me back, I'm coming back. I got to think about twice with you. No, it's been nice. I was kidding with you, but thank you for that.
Bobby Rush, thank you so much. Karen in the video room, Irene in the control room. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Just text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.
But one of these old days, pretty mama, you're gonna wish you had a man like me. Don't care how long you stay. One of these mornings, you're gonna come back my way.